This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Professor, what's the lesson of the firing of Peter Strzok for the rest of us?
Well, personally, I'm sympathetic to Strzok. He was an excellent FBI agent for years in counterintelligence. He made a very, very serious mistake. The mistake was not opposing Trump. He's allowed to do that under the Hatch Act and other statutes. He's allowed to express any views he wants. His big mistake was not recusing himself. When he was tweeting that he's going to make sure that Trump doesn't become president, that he has an insurance policy, it was clear at that point that he could not be perceived as being fair and just. And so by not recusing himself, I think he violated his position of trust. I wouldn't go too far and blame it on the very top authorities of the FBI. They didn't know. And when they did know, they did demote him and take him out of the investigation. So I think it's a blemish, but I don't think it's a fatal flaw in the investigation. I think there are deeper and more fatal flaws. But personal sympathy for Strzok, but ultimately I think it was the right decision.
But don't those texts suggest why he didn't recuse himself? I mean, it's one thing to express a political opinion. I do it for a living. I don't think I agree with you. It's not disqualifying. But he was doing more than that. He was suggesting that his opinions would in some way drive the criminal investigation that he was conducting, and that's a subversion of justice.
Well, that's the issue. He, of course, denied under oath that in any way he was influenced by his hatred for Trump in any of his professional decisions. But when he says to his friend, we're going to stop him, we need an insurance policy, whether there's the reality of interference or the perception of a thumb on the scale, that's enough to recuse yourself. That's why Rod Rosenstein should recuse himself. He is a witness in this case, and the idea that you can be the chief prosecutor and the main witness at the same time is such an obvious conflict of interest that I don't understand how he can continue to go forward running this investigation. So we have at least two major conflicts of interest, and I think it does raise some questions about the integrity of the investigation. But let's wait and see. Mueller himself, I think, is nonpartisan. I don't think he cares whether he helps Republicans or Democrats. He's a zealot, some say overzealous, prosecutor, and he's using tactics that I have disapproved of for 50 years, going after Manafort in order to squeeze him, to get him to sing or to compose. Those are very questionable tactics, but they're used over and over again against people, sometimes innocent people.
Well, they certainly are. You're right. And it's a wake up for a lot of us who have made excuses for prosecutorial misconduct over the years. I hope minds are changed about it going forward. But back up just one second to what you said about Rod Rosenstein not recusing himself. Have you ever seen anything like this before? Someone conducting an investigation, overseeing it, and being a witness in it. Why wouldn't he recuse himself?
I don't understand it. I just don't get it. I wonder if he's worried that the person who replaces him as being in charge of the investigation, remember that his boss can't do it, Jeff Sessions, recused. But I'll tell you, if one good thing has come out of this thing, one bad thing is that civil libertarians and liberals have stopped being skeptical of prosecutors. Now, every prosecutor, every FBI agent are wonderful, wonderful people. We can't criticize them. But if conservatives now become supportive of at least probing prosecutors and looking over their shoulders and asking the question, who will guard the guardians? I think it will be a very good thing for America and a very good thing for civil liberties, which is why, although I voted for Hillary Clinton, I am strongly supportive of keeping the civil liberties argument in the forefront as we go forward in this investigation.
for just a moment there, as you start to appreciate the professor, he reminds you that he voted for Hillary. Regardless, I do appreciate his perspective. And as we say often on this show, experience defines preference. And heaven knows we've had a lot of experience in this Mueller probe. I'm Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Ryan Morrow from the Clarion Project is up next. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, checking the clocks on the wall, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And as promised, we have Ryan Morrow in the house. Ryan, of course, he is the director of the Clarion Intelligence Network and Shulman Fellow for the Clarion Project. Ryan, always good to be talking to you. It's been too long, buddy. I hope you're well.
Yeah, I'm doing well, and just a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Certainly New Mexico. Yeah, certainly New Mexico way, this compound. And then, of course, we get breaking news this morning that the judge releases the perpetrators on this whole situation, except for one, I guess.
Yeah, so they're going to be out and on house arrest, with the restrictions being that they have to have an ankle monitor, check in once a week. They can't meet with their children, who they were brainwashing to carry out school shootings and other terror attacks, without supervision. So they have to have someone there if they meet with them. And that's kind of it.
You know, this is the thing that blows me away, Ryan. Help me out here. People who break the law, suddenly there's some code of honor, and they're allowed with a minimal amount of restriction to be released under the promise that they're going to come back to court when there's already been so many instances. I mean, they've got ankle bracelets, all right? And, many people who get ankle bracelets figure, okay, look it, they got me, I'm going to behave myself. This group has proven time and time again that they could care about the law, and especially the things that they were training the kids to do, and the judge is hoping they're going to abide by this law?
Yeah, pretty much. You see, in most cases, you put down a good bit of money to guarantee that you show up at trial, which you get back at that point, and that's how they guarantee they're going to come back. Mm-hmm. But then in some cases, the prosecutors can say that you pose such a direct threat to the community that you are going to be held until trial for the mm-hmm. safety of the community. And that can include the fact that you've tried to escape the law before. Now, these people were hanging out with a fugitive.
Yes.
One of them was charged with harboring that fugitive. The one guy who is not likely to be released is the fugitive himself.
Mm-hmm.
But there are five adults, so four of the extremists will be let go. And the case was just rock solid. The prosecutors show up to the proceedings, and they make an even stronger case if it was possible, explaining what went on here, how the little boy that passed away that they were performing the exorcisms on, that they believed that he was going to become Jesus.
Right.
He was going to die, come back, and then he would be Jesus, and he would tell them what targets to attack.
Exactly. And meanwhile, they already had an idea of what targets they were going to hit. I mean, there's some schools. They were going to rake all kinds of havoc, and they were teaching these young kids how to hold a gun and how to do such. I mean, they were raising little martyrs, were they not?
They were, and they were willing to be martyrs themselves. Mm-hmm. One of the other pieces of evidence that they entered in was a letter that went from one of the adults to his brother saying, hey, come here, bring all your money, bring all your guns, and die like a martyr like you've been talking about.
Right.
But because, and this is the rationale, that I guess this is the standard of some kind that the judge went by, she said, this is basically all aspirational. The prosecutors have not shown a plan to carry out an attack. And I guess that's different
yes.
than saying you want to carry out an attack and are training for it, which is nuts. She could have just gotten away with, even if she thought that was true, mm-hmm. In this case, you just go along with the prosecutors. You're not a law enforcement official. But instead she said, we're going to let you go, basically, so they'll be out today, and they're going to be out on a signature bond.
Yeah, exactly, which is worse yet.
I promise
yes.
to come back, and if I don't come back, I'll pay $20,000. They don't even need to put down the money like you or I normally.
Yeah, this is the judicial idea of sign and drive away.
Exactly, that's it, yep.
Right. Exactly. This is totally nuts. And, aspirational. I mean, I guess we're no longer what we think. So all the psychologists that have done all this study, that's thrown out the window, and they're going, say what? I mean, it's like sometimes we're so open-minded, our brains fall out here, Ryan. I mean, what this judge is doing and now releases these people back into the community. I mean, I'd say, okay, fine, judge. We're going to release them. Hey, meet your new neighbors.
Live next to them, precisely.
Right.
The other standard is that in order to keep someone and not release them, you have to be able to show to the judge that the threat that they pose cannot be mitigated by other restrictions, such as house arrest. Now, obviously, this does not mitigate that threat, but in her mind, I guess not knowing a darn thing about how intelligence and law enforcement works, well, if they're on house arrest, you know where they are, they have an ankle bracelet, they can be monitored, therefore they can't do anything, which is like what a lot of ignorant Americans think, but this is a judge. And I talked to law enforcement about this, and I said, well, all right, well, how do you confront that argument? And they said, look, there have been people in that state who have faced that exact same charge and been on house arrest, taken off the ankle bracelet, and then escaped, and they didn't find them for years.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they're like the people that they catch at the border, and they say, okay, you got to be back in a year for your court date, and they go, okay. And
yeah.
Well, what do we have? About 80% of those people going, bye-bye.
Yeah, except these are ones that say, hey, we believe that one of the members of the compound is like an apocalyptic figure and we're supposed to kill.
Right. Yeah, like, so
crazier than your normal terrorist. This is crazier than Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
This is so incredible that this judge would do this. I mean, is the judge so devoid of any kind of, I would think, normal rationale and understanding of the threat that exists domestically here? You know, we've got, according to latest reports, and you know this as well, Ryan, I mean, we've got investigations in every state of the union right now for radical jihadism in this country. It is no longer existential, as you and I have discussed on many occasions. It's here living amongst us, and it's almost Manchurian, isn't it?
It's getting worse, and the scary thing is that the smart jihadists don't get caught. Those that are not reckless, those that are smart don't get caught. So, like, Imam Siraj Wahaj, who's this radical imam in Brooklyn, his son is one of the compound leaders. In fact, his son is the man whose own son is the boy who died.
Yeah, he lost his grandson. He lost his grandson in this, yes.
Right, so he lost his grandson in this. There's no evidence connecting that imam to the compound operation here, and this entire thing is relatives of his. But the point here is that you got to ask yourself, even if there are mental health issues here, and I mean, it seems clear there are, not everyone with mental health issues acts this way. Where do they get started on this road? And who else do they know? It's obviously through Imam Siraj Wahaj's network.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because you say that these guys are pretty smart. But when you have judges like this, you don't have to be that smart, do you?
No, I understand why people feel like giving up. Like, what's the point? If you're a police officer, why risk your life raiding a compound like this if they're just going to be let go?
Yeah, without a doubt. It sets a bad precedent and a bad attitude. There's no doubt about it. Ryan Morrow continues with us. He's the director of the Clarion Intelligence Network. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head, you hold my head, you fly me through. You hold my head.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez.
top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, just the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Ryan Morrow continues with us. He's the director of the Clarion Intelligence Network and Shulman Fellow for the Clarion Project. You know, Ryan, when you have judges making decisions like this judge made regarding, these adults there in New Mexico over this compound, it's clear that there's some disconnect. People are not seeing the imminent threat that, that these radicalized Muslims are bringing to this country. And as I touched on earlier, according to FBI records, we've got investigations in every state across this country. It's like we're setting ourselves up here. Are we just waiting for another 9/11 and then we're going to wake up and do something about this or what?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because there are a lot of radical Islamic infrastructures set up by different forms of radical Islam who are pragmatic. They think that we haven't reached the point in the end times where they're supposed to go and start attacking. Or they're making so much money that they say, we're not going to really attack until it's time. But in the meantime, we want to raise a lot of money and send it overseas. All sorts of reasons. So you have not seen the full potential of the radical Islamic armies within the United States, because for most of them, it's not in their interest to put their entire network at risk. It's just working out too well for them. Then you have the Al-Qaeda and ISIS types who say we want to get the virgins and cleanse ourselves of sin by dying in jihad. That's the only way that we know how to get salvation. So on a very selfish level in their mind, we're going to go kill the infidels, send them to hell so that I can maximize my chances of going to heaven. So it's two different phenomenons that are linked, because the broader infrastructure creates the Al-Qaeda and ISIS most extreme of the extremes out there. But there's this bigger network out there, and that's what Americans have not woken up to. They've woken up to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, maybe not the significance of the threat, but they know it's out there. If there's someone out there, some Muslim out there that has what looks like a bomb vest, 99% of Americans will say, oh, I better call the police or do something. But when it comes to these other guys, they can say the most extreme thing, transfer millions of dollars overseas, and people bend over backwards to declare them innocent, because in their mind, that's not what the threat looks like. The threat looks like Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Yes, exactly. How many people are we talking about here in raw numbers, Ryan? Do you have any idea?
It's definitely, just from the work I do at Clarion Intelligence Network, where we identify these people and we provide it to the authorities covertly, in terms of sympathizers for just the Al-Qaeda and ISIS element, you are looking at tens of thousands of people. Then you put in Hamas, Hezbollah, and the rest of them, then you've got to be hitting hundreds of thousands of people. It's really frightening that way. And then you even have people that are non-Muslims that then benefit from any type of criminal network
right.
that goes on.
I was going to ask you, all these Antifa groups that are popping up, I mean, still not necessarily large numbers, but it just kind of adds to the potential chaos, does it not?
Yeah, they all really do fuel each other. I've come more and more to the realization that you can't focus just on radical Islamic forces. And so, yes, definitely, I think the far left in many ways is probably a bigger threat culturally and just in terms of impact than the white supremacists and the neo-Nazis, although the neo-Nazis are more likely to do something on a big scale. But on your day-to-day threat level, I would say Antifa and those types are a bigger threat. But what I've come to realize is that it's all interconnected. You have Antifa showing up, then you have the white supremacists that say, well, we need to exist in order to fight Antifa. They all hate the cops. And then the jihadists say, well, this is proof that civilization of America is crumbling. The Sharia civilization is supreme. I'm going to follow that one. Plus, Muslims are being persecuted by these other forces. They're all fueling it and together. And in the past, I know people have ridiculed officials who have said, oh, well, what about the right-wing terror threat or the left-wing terror threat? They have a point. They really do. And I fear that we're headed towards an epic clash of all these forces within the United States, where they all actually have substantive political support. Because it seems like their support really is growing.
Exactly. Well, we don't have John Lennon, Yoko Ono singing, you know, let's give peace a chance here. Not to mention the fact that no doubt that Donald Trump, our president, is a catalyst in all this. They're just riding the wave of what Donald Trump is digging up here, are they not?
I wouldn't blame him for the...
I'm not blaming him, but it's just part of the energy that's out there right now.
Yes, yeah. I would say most of it's out of his control. It's just the nature of the political campaign that he waged that is just so inflammatory that it just gets everyone wound up. But then also, it is true that in Charlottesville, when the stuff he said, where it sounded like he was drawing moral equivalence between both sides, you did have the white supremacist leaders coming out and saying, oh, we feel like this is our time and we really appreciate what the president said.
Mm-hmm.
That was an ideological victory for the other side that I don't think he intended to give, but I also think he didn't want to alienate potential voters.
Yeah, but I'm not sure those are the ones he wanted to align with. And of course, the media was not going to give him any kind of inch or consideration there. They were just all over this thing, just, you know, adding fuel to the fire. So that didn't help. Speaking of Trump, what do you see, you know, with his economic wars? I mean, these sanctions that he is, you know, whether it has to do with Turkey or Iran. I mean, it seems that there's an instability in the offing here. I mean, the pressure that's coming out to the leadership, especially in Iran, Turkey as well, because of their economy. And these sanctions, I guess Donald Trump sees it now as a game of chess, and it's he's tightening up the screws, and we've got some movement here. What do you forecast there?
Yeah, for me personally, as an independent, this is Trump's saving grace because there are things he's doing in foreign policy that are just really decisive and amazing. Still some things that are a disaster, but at least there are things that he's doing that I've long sought. So the sanctions on Iran are not even fully implemented, and it looks like the regime is in the beginning stages of collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
If the Iranian regime collapses, he goes down as a foreign policy success in his first term no matter what.
Right.
He gets reelected, I think.
Yes. And he may get a Nobel Peace Prize out of this, out of somewhere. I don't know. Maybe not North Korea, but somewhere else, you know?
Well, you know what? If the Iranian regime falls, they provide so much money to the North Koreans because they pay them for their WMD expertise.
Mm-hmm.
That could actually force progress in North Korea. That's not really due to Trump reaching out. It's just a financial necessity at that point. So you have this domino effect that could be very positive. And then on the front of Turkey, I was concerned because the Turkish government was waging influence operations targeting both sides, but having particularly good success with the Trump administration. And Trump was very weirdly pro-Erdogan, the dictator there.
Yes.
And so I was like, all right, well, I guess they influenced them. I guess they put someone near him that's whispering in his ear. But then when Turkey refused to release this American pastor, it doesn't matter what type of influence operation you're running at that point. At that point, any American president is going to say, well, you can't do that. That's crazy. And so they clashed, and Trump's sanctions, which are really very minor, just on some officials in the Turkish government, nowhere near what we could do, just slammed the Turkish economy. And it felt so good to see, because that government, the Islamist party in power, has been in power since 2002, getting away with everything. And to see such a massive economic impact beyond the expectations of really any of us shows how vulnerable they are. And who knows, maybe Trump will end up bringing down that radical government too.
Yeah, he kind of, you know, this is shades of the Godfather. I mean, he makes you an offer. You can't refuse. You refuse it, then you pay the price. I mean, it's like, whoa. And as you say, you know, some of these moves internationally that he is making, while, you know, they on the surface appear to be very brilliant. We'll see how this plays out. Ryan Morrow from the Clarion Project. Ryan, as always, thank you so much for the insight. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Suspected terrorism in London early today. A man drives his car into security barriers outside Parliament, injuring several people. The Assistant Commissioner of Scotland Yard's Counter-Terror Command says
the driver of the Fiesta, who was alone in the vehicle, was arrested at the scene by armed officers who were already nearby. The man is in his late 20s, and he's been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences.
Most of the injuries not serious. One person, though, is still hospitalized. London's counter-terrorism unit is leading the investigation. And President Trump tweets this morning, quote, another terrorist attack in London, adding, these animals are crazy and must be dealt with through toughness and strength. Four states have primary balloting today, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Rachel Alexander is with us, senior editor at The Stream. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. Lots to talk about. You know, the Mueller wind shut continues, but of course, yesterday we get the news. Peter Stroke finally dealt with, huh?
Finally fired. Oh,
yes.
My gosh, that was about time. What took so long?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this thing was, and is all this kind of an indication that this Mueller thing is just maybe winding down? I mean, you have the sense it's operating on fumes. Maybe they're hoping to find something yet. I mean, this whole Manafort circus thing, and every day we get more and more information about the shenanigans of the FBI. It's almost like this whole deal is out. It's so out of order. You know, Mike Flynn ought to be exonerated because of the way this whole mess and the premise in which it started. Rachel, I don't know. You know, what do you do?
Yeah, I agree. And I think it is finally wrapping up this month. We heard Mueller was going to wrap it up this month, most likely. And he's been on this fishing expedition for, you know, what, a year that hasn't turned up, you know, anything related to Russian collusion. So, you know, he's looking rather silly. And, you know, this whole spectacle, the Manafort trial, when it has nothing to do with Russian collusion, it just goes to show how incompetent Mueller is.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, is that he could only hope that he would get a sit down with the president, because then that might offer some credibility. Adam Schiff, the rest of the Democrats are going ballistic because this is kind of their last. You talk about a Hail Mary. They would only hope that Donald Trump would sit down with them so Mueller could come up with something to catch the president and say, aren't you guys glad you paid me $1 million a month to finally get this guy?
Yeah, no, Democrats are totally salivating to get Trump to sit down because, you know, Trump says stuff off the cuff, and they're hoping he'll say something, you know, stupid that can be used against him. I hope he doesn't sit down with Mueller. I think that's very foolish. I don't care how smart you are or think you are. It's just full of risk.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, you know, what concerns me is that we get ego involved here, right? And that he thinks, okay, well, I can take this guy on. You know, I don't know that the president has a whole lot of respect for Mueller, and for him to go, he'd love to have a one-on-one with him. But you know, you got more to lose than gain on this.
Yeah, I think Trump's attorneys are really strongly advising him not to, and I think he's listening because so far we haven't heard anything about him going ahead with an interview.
Well, and I like that Rudy Giuliani said, look, if we don't do this by September 1, we're too close to the midterms. Forget it. We're going to influence the midterms. So we'll call it a day. So maybe with that, Mueller realizes, because, you know, even if he is, if he throws a subpoena, Rachel, you know better than I mean, this is going to take a year plus, because they're, you know, this is going to go to the courts. He's not going to talk to Trump, you know, in the next year or so.
Yeah, it could go on and on and on. And again, I mean, Mueller wanted to wrap this up before the midterm. So I think it's too late at this point, like you said, for all the subpoenas and all the discovery that, you know, might go on. I don't see it happening.
Well, and, you know, the big bombshell, of course, was Michael Cohen. You know, we haven't heard a whole lot out of him. In fact, it was interesting that Michael Cohen defended the president here recently with the Omarosa, you know, joke book that came out. I mean, the publisher's probably going, how much money did we pay here for this?
Yeah, I mean, maybe Cohen, you know, he seems like he's turned on Trump a little bit, but maybe he was just so disgusted by this woman, you know, bald-faced lie. I mean, have someone say that about you, that you said the N-word. That's horrible to do
right
to someone.
Exactly.
And there's no corroboration of that, you know, that Trump ever said it.
Well, and of course, it'll be interesting to see if they're able to do anything. Is there something illegal about violating the Situation Room?
Yeah, it didn't. Her story just didn't hold up. Like, they would be keeping her hostage in there for 4 hours or whatever it was. You know, right. That doesn't even pass.
I think they were trying to get her out the door. You know, last I heard, they were ushering her out. They didn't want, you know, they didn't want to tangle with her because this thing was a hot potato. I can't imagine them holding her hostage for 4 hours unless there was a bunch of people out there flipping coins saying, okay, who's going to talk to her? You know?
Yeah. No, that actually makes sense. She just seems like someone who wouldn't go away. And I believe Trump that she, you know, begged for a job in the administration. And, you know, my boyfriend says, he compares it this way. We all think Flavor Flav was a really funny reality TV star, but he's not someone you want running a White House cabinet.
You think? Exactly. I mean, I think we all had the same idea. I mean, we saw her, some of us, reluctantly on The Apprentice, and, you know, and I'm going, okay, well, you know, President Trump should know, you know, if there's value there. But I think, in all likelihood, which seems to be the case, is that when he extends favor, he wants to give people a hand up, and he offered that to her, and, it ended up biting him, and it's like that old, the old axiom, right, of the gal who finds the snake. And, you know, and he's, the snake is ailing, and she heals the snake, brings him back to life, and, the snake ends up biting her, you know, like that song. And, she goes, "Why did you bite me after all I did?" He goes, "Well, you knew I was a snake anyway, right?"
Yeah. I mean, we all knew Omarosa on The Apprentice was the unlikable person, and she was the drama queen, and Trump knew that. He should have known better, but I think he just wants to see the good in people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he loves a project, I guess, and this one came back to bite him, and the fact that she even recorded him, which is unbelievable. I mean, I grew up in California, Rachel. You couldn't do this. I mean, even, you know, in the radio business, you know, we had sounders in the background so people knew they were being recorded even, and we had to tell them up front they were being recorded. But now it's like, hey, in New York, I guess, or even in D.C., you just record at will, and there's no harm, no foul. I mean, is there not a law that says you cannot record somebody without their permission?
The laws vary by state. For example, mm-hmm. here in Arizona, you can record somebody without their knowledge. Only one party has to know. But, yeah, I know California's got that tough lie. Both parties have to know.
Right, exactly. Well, on stroke, with his firing and all this stuff, it's like the dominoes are starting to fall. And now they're honing in on Bruce Orr, his wife, Fusion GPS. Where do we go from here? I mean, is this thing going to finally collapse on itself, Rachel?
I don't know, because it all, you know, points back to Hillary Clinton, and, you know, nobody wants to do anything to her. I think Sessions is afraid of her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe there will be some fall guys along the way, like, you know, Bruce Orr and his wife, as you mentioned, but I don't necessarily see any of the big guys toppling.
Well, people keep dying around the Clintons, too. There's good reason to be nervous. I don't understand this. I mean, because what's being exposed here, just the treatment, the comparative treatment of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I mean, it's like you've got to step over, to me, a lot of broken laws with the Clintons. And then, you know, with Trump, it's all on theory. And you go after Trump full force, I mean, this thing is out of control.
Yeah, it's a double standard, and you would think with Trump in charge of the White House and Republicans in charge of Congress that we'd be getting some traction. But, you know, again, I think you're right. Everyone is scared of the Clintons.
Well, you know, Donald Trump said it, I think it was the first week he was in at the White House. He came out to the garden. And out of the office was walking around there, and the media says, "Hey, Mr. President, how's it going?" He goes, "It's bad." I mean, the look on his face was that he had gotten some awakening of what was going on in this government and realized that it was worse than he thought. Pretty
yeah,
scary.
They're saying Trump is not happy right now as president. He has turned out to be, you know, a very unpleasant job, especially yeah. with all the people going after him.
Well, without a doubt. Senior editor at The Stream, Rachel Alexander. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Pillsbury. Preheat your ovens. The 49th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest is here. Home cooks across the nation are invited to submit an original recipe using Pillsbury refrigerated dough, along with the story or inspiration behind the recipe at bakeoff.com. Amy Nelson, the 48th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest grand prize winner.
If you are thinking about entering the Pillsbury Bake Off Contest, I say go for it. Just developing my entry last year was a rewarding experience because it gave me a chance to share special memories and make new ones with my friends and family in the kitchen.
Contestants can submit their original recipes in any of the following categories: cozy weekend breakfasts, appetizers for any party, winning weeknight dinners, and sweet and simple desserts. The grand prize winner will receive $50,000, a suite of GE kitchen appliances, a feature in Food Network magazine, and a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Entries will be accepted until September 12th at 11:59 a.m. Central.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. 585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org, and regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
About it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez live.
The America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live brought to you by my good friends at Liberty Healthshare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, good news. We got the solution for you. Liberty Healthshare. Liberty Healthshare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. A great idea. You choose your doctor and hospital starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the chillins, okay? For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Hey, it is time for the good news, girl. We always love having Samantha on every week at this time, to give us some inspiration to realize that as many knuckleheads that are out there, we've got a lot of good people out there, Sam, that are doing great things, paying it forward and, you know, just being kind to one another, right?
That's right. You know, I always love these stories, and there's always so many more than we can share each week. So I encourage people to, you know, get out there and look and, you know, find your own stories in your community. And, you know, your story might be the next one to go viral.
Exactly.
You know, I do see different stuff happening all the time. I'm like, you know, this could be a good news story, but we just, you know, everyone doesn't get to get it written down. And I love these stories.
And to this point, you know, sometimes we can't get to all the stories that you've even picked out each week, but they can go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com, and they're all right there. They're archived for you. Enjoy, pass them on.
because we need to talk about, you know, to kind of balance out a lot of the negative news out there. I mean, it's real news that's happening. You know, we'll set aside the fake news for a moment, but there's real news out there that's kind of disheartening. So it's nice to see when and hear about when other people, you know, just like us, you know, they're being kind to one another. Like, for example, okay. Tell us about this first one where a teacher takes buses to work. So the students' parents, they come together and they kind of do an immediate crowdfunding thing for her, and they buy her a car.
Okay, so this is down at the Huntsville Christian Academy in Alabama. And for the past 25 years, Amanda Robertson has given most of her time to students as a working teacher. And when one of the parents actually found out about this, she decided, you know, this is I can't stand the idea of so what happened was she's taking the bus to work every day. She's taking multiple buses. And it's cold, it's hot, you know, she's sitting there in the rain. Mm-hmm. And one of the teachers mother of one of the students found out, and she's like, this lady's been teaching my students for a few years, and she's taking the bus to school. You know, she's the same teacher for the same students for a few years. She's taking the bus. And the mom's like, we can't let this happen. She's actually known as kind of a good Samaritan in the community already. Mm-hmm. And her name's Courtney Adderley. And she decides to give the teacher her own car. And the video has gone viral. And, you know, I think that it's important that people just realize how much teachers give up sometimes. You know, they're paying for supplies out of their own pockets. They're doing different things. And I know the payment's different for, like, a private school.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love stories like this. And people are like, you know, she's a teacher. Why wouldn't she be able to afford a car? You never know anybody's situation.
Right.
And nobody would be, you know, making things more difficult on themselves when they're already putting in such a long day at work. I think it's a really sweet story. And
well, it really is. And I got to tell you, Sam, I don't know, put it on me or whatever. I just don't understand. You know, I went to school when, you know, they gave you pencils. You didn't have to go out and buy them. I mean, now you got to go out with a shopping list. And, you know, this whole back to school, you know, has become a multi-billion dollar type business, you know. And every store you go to, aisles are loaded up with back to school items. Gosh, I just remember the days, you know, pencils were there for you and everything else. Yeah, if you wanted a little case or something to hold them in, then you went and got that. But, man, it's just like it makes you wonder what happened to all that money that used to provide pencils and paper for kids.
That's right. And, you know, I think that teachers also see students that don't have those things and then they reach into their own pockets.
Exactly. To your point. I mean, you know, we got teachers all over the country that are doing this. And it's like, wait, come on. You know, what's going on? This is America. Right. We can't provide a number two Ticonderoga pencil for the kids out there anymore. I mean, you know, something's way wrong on this one. But anyway, I saw this next story with the bride on top of a car. They were stuck. They were flooded. You know, tell us about this story. What a wedding day, huh?
Okay, so, that's right. So a couple from Dover, they were actually in Bogota when they experienced some flooding. Apparently, this intersection that they were in floods very quickly, and it goes to 50 feet. And there's an officer that got a phone call, Officer Michael LaFerrera.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets the phone call. He finds out there's this bride, and she's not just stranded on her wedding day. She's stranded in her wedding dress.
On top of the car, right? She's through the sunroof, man. I'm telling you, this is awesome.
That's right.
Okay.
And you know how important this dress is. You know,
yeah, exactly.
It might be a dress you wear once, but it's a dress you dreamed of your whole life, and it will be, you know, something you maybe even try to preserve for your future generations to wear. So Officer Michael LaFerrera comes up, and Sabrina Torrens of Dover climbs out. She's on top of the car, and he manages to get her off without even getting her shoes wet. So,
wow. And,
the story
and I hope he didn't wrinkle the dress or anything like that, right?
I know, that's right. Don't wrinkle the dress.
Don't wrinkle the dress. Don't mess up my hair. I mean,
the water was up to the headlights, and he was able to get her out. Like, it's just amazing. Yes, her hair is fine. Everything was great. You know, I'm so super impressed she was able to get out. I could hardly, you know, climb upstairs in my wedding dress with all that lace. So I'm impressed with her, too.
Well, that's awesome. Well, because we love women. When women are on a mission, get out of the way. Let me tell you.
That's right.
You know, rain, storm, sleet. I mean, hey, they got nothing. You know, the post office has nothing on them when they're fixed on a mission. Hey, this next story about this 2-year-old, a 7-second reminder, as you say, to never give up. Tell us about Roman.
So Roman Dinkle was diagnosed with spina bifida, which is a defect in the embryo's developing spine at just 20 weeks in an ultrasound. And so his parents were, you know, they think he's never going to be able to walk, but they actually did surgery before the ultrasound, or before the birth even took place.
Oh, so in vitro they did it, huh? Wow, that's incredible.
That's right.
Don't you love this technology? Right. They do that, you know? Unbelievable.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing they're able to see these things, and not just able to see them, but able to, you know, do something to improve his odds. But Roman's 2 years old, and he's been learning to walk, and his mom's had to let him fall a few times. You know, he's walking with his little cane, and his mom says she has to let him fall a few times because she's not always going to be there. But that's what made it even sweeter when he was able to finally walk on his own. And there's a 7-second video that was just, you know, I've never seen a video that was just 7 seconds pull your heartstrings so fast. It has Roman. He's like, look, Maggie, I'm doing it. Maggie's his dog.
Yeah. Oh,
and
wow.
It's been viewed about 25 million times.
Mm.
And people have reached out to his mom saying, you know, they were feeling suicidal or depressed, and it just encouraged them to keep going. You know, this little boy sitting there with his little canes, just trying, you know, just so proud that he can walk. Yeah. And it just, you know, it kind of inspires. If this little boy can have such a positive attitude and try so hard.
Kind of reminds you a little bit of Helen Keller's story. You know, she said that she used to feel so bad when she didn't have shoes until she saw someone that didn't have feet. And, you know, here's this young boy, you know, 2 years old, you know, just blessing the socks out of everybody that watches this viral video. I mean, this is just absolutely precious. And, it reminds us just how miraculously God has made us all. And we all have our different stories. And here it is at 2 years old. Boy, I gotta think that the future for this young man is bright, even though some people might look at it and say, well, you know, he's debilitated. Oh, but, you know, what we find out so often is those with disabilities, you know, they almost make us feel like we're disabled, you know. I think of, you know, so many, you know, that we think, and we almost feel sorry for them. And it's funny is that they feel sorry for us.
That's right. You know, with his attitude, even at such a young age, you know, and them sharing his story, he's going to end up changing the world. You know, even at that young age, he's already changing the world to make it better, because he's encouraging people to do more, you know, go out on that run or do that workout, or, you know, even those small things. It's like those things are little compared to what he's going through, and he's inspiring other people to do it.
Yeah, good fun. Honestly, check, you got to check this out at Sam's Corner. I'll tell you, you'll be blessed. Let's talk about cutting lawns here. We got a stranger. He pulls over, helps somebody cut a lawn. Then what else happens?
So James Johnson of J&J Lawn Service decided, you know, he was on his way. He had been working for a 12-hour day of cutting lawns, and he's on his way home. He sees a gentleman pushing a lawn across a huge, or he's pushing a lawnmower across a huge lawn. And if anybody's ever tried to push a lawnmower, it's definitely hard work. And in the summertime, it's unbelievable. So James decides, you know what, I'm going to turn around and I'm just going to help him out. It took him 15 minutes. It turns out the guy's lawnmower had broken down, and James ended up raising money in the community on a GoFundMe page to buy the family a new lawnmower. He didn't name the family. He just wanted to help. And, you know, everybody came together and made sure this guy's not going to be having to cut out in the heat anymore with a push lawnmower.
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to want to go to the website, BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner, because there's also a sweet story there about Keith Urban. Surprise, surprise. You'll want to check that out along with all these other ones, because, hey, here we are. Too many great stories. But, you know, this is what kindness looks like here in America. And it's on demonstration. You know, it's being demonstrated every day if we just have the eyes to see. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. She is known as the Good News Girl. And now you know why. Sam, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361. This is